Do not adjust your MP3 player. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control.
Omega oil is good for rheumatism, so they declare. And olive oil is good upon a salad, also on the hair. Though we know that castor oil always cures the pain, banana oil is something new. So just let me explain. When he tells you, I adore you, that's banana oil. And she answers, I'll die for you, that's banana oil. He says, when I buy the stone, what a handsome ring you'll own. But the only ring she gets is on the telephone. You're the first boy ever kissed me. That's banana oil. And I wonder if you miss me. More banana oil. He says, I'll do right by Nell. Mother thinks that's simply swell. But Dad is wise and he knows right well. That's banana oil. Now Standard Oil is always advertising, we know that so. They claim their oil is far more popular than any kind we know. But there is still another oil, seems to rank supreme. It's what we call banana oil. I'll tell you what I mean. When a girl says I'm just 20, that's banana oil. And if money Dad has plenty, that's banana oil. I wonder what's become of maids used to wear their hair in braids when you took them dancing, ordered only lemonade.
Yes, my hair is naturally curly.
That's banana oil.
And I've got to be home early.
More banana oil. Who says girls hate new clothes to wear? Who says older men won't stare? And who says our moms don't bob their hair? That's banana oil.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and welcome to this podcast. This series is what I call Banana Oil, just like the song states. We poke fun at life in general, politics, parody tunes, and some really old-time radio, silly adult theme shows.
Because I just love farming, more banana oil. Now here's one thing, I'll tell you what. Big oil men I've met a lot, but the only oil those birds have got is just banana oil.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, .com.
You're listening to a presentation brought to you by Mystery Play Internet Radio.
Disclaimer. The material and comments presented in this podcast
do not necessarily reflect the opinion of the producers and the providers. And about half the world.
We have started. How far away are you?
I am on Tobin, and I'm just passing Banks.
Oh, wow, yeah, you'll be here in like 5 minutes. Fantastic. Okay, well, we'll be on in about 1 minute, so I will let you know when we actually start. Jessica, by the way, for you replay folks, she is in the car, and she is heading here rapidly. She is about, I'd say, less than 10 minutes away. But she is joining us via cell phone, So therefore, she's still going to be here for in time to announce me, which is, of course, the most important aspect of the intern Jessica dynamic to the Radio Dan show. Is that right?
That's right, and I'm running another light, man. That was so red.
Okay.
I was 5 minutes of red, and I still ran it.
Huh. Well, okay.
That's my dedication, man.
Is that you're willing to break the law?
I'm willing to break. You put it in front of me, and I'll break it, man.
Wow. I like that. Okay.
Loyalty. It's a dedication. Wholeheartedness.
Mm-hmm.
It might buy me another minute.
That's all we're looking for in this world is another minute.
Right?
Uh-huh. Man, I am starving, by the way. I'm glad you're bringing me food. Jessica is bringing me some rotten food to eat. Okay, we're going on in 5 seconds, Intern Jay. Stand by for announcement.
CBS presents this program in color.
Are you ready for the Radio Dan Show? Because I know I am. It's about damn time, actually. And you know who stars in the Radio Dan Show? It's Radio Dan.
Welcome everybody to the Radio Dan Show. I am your host, Radio Dan. And if you heard that fantastic announcement, that was given to me from, of course, my pal, my sidekick, the intern Jessica.
Woohoo!
And she is joining us today via cell phone. How about that?
Yeah, for like another 2 minutes.
Jessica was visiting her father. I ended up not doing that because I did a hockey show today. If you did not hear it, it's called Off the Post.
Off the Post, huh?
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Did you guys have a good time? How did it go?
You know, we did have a good time. It went pretty good. It's going to be better the next time we do it. But it was a good time.
Well, you know, the first time is the first time, and you kind of get an idea of what you want to iron out. And if we've learned anything, it's how to do a show and how to accept that, you know, the first couple times, they're not going to be perfect. So that's awesome. As long as you guys had fun and you know what to iron out for next time, you're on the right track.
Well, yeah, you know how it is the first time. There's always it's always a little rough. There's usually some bleeding. But once you get past that...
Ew!
What? No, I'm sorry. Oh.
I'm bleeding? You're a nasty, nasty man. Not like you've ever had that experience anyway, Dan.
No, I'm not saying that it was me. I'm just, you know, never mind. Anyway, this is the Radio Dan Show. Please welcome to the show tonight. I am your host, Radio Dan. This is the show where we sit around here and we talk about... pop culture. We talk about movies and TVs and other things like that. You know what? No, wait. We don't talk about TVs. We don't discuss plasma screens. That's wrong.
Yeah, I don't even DVDs.
No. We talk about TV shows. Right?
TV shows. Woohoo!
There you go. That sounds more like it. Right. Anyway, Intern Jessica, how long before you actually show up in the studio here?
Well, I am right now on, and this is only for South Florida people, I am on the intersection known as Royal Palm and Riverside. And I am turning as we speak, which means I am one light away from where the studio is. Then I have to actually go up into the elevator and stuff like that. So
oh, and our elevator, that's like another 15 minutes right there.
Right.
That's you might miss the whole show. That's, wow. Okay.
So, but no, I'm really close, though.
Oh, all right. Should I wait for you to be in studio before I turn the show over to you?
Probably. I mean, you got something that'll last 5 minutes?
You would think you would know that the answer to that by now.
Yeah, talking with me not in the room.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. What can we talk about? Did anybody enjoy Straight Razor Radio?
How was it?
It was good. Those guys are so professional, I can't believe that they're on our station. Those guys, I mean, I've never heard of certified relationship people before, but they certainly seem like they actually are. How about that?
That's awesome.
I know. It really is. It's pretty nutty to me. They do such a nice job.
Something just flew down there.
So if you missed Straight Razor Radio, you can catch that every Saturday and Sunday at 8 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. So adjust that time to wherever you live. If it's Estonian time, adjust it. If it's Mountain time, adjust it. I ain't doing it for you.
I know, that'll be the whole show.
Right? Maybe we'll come up with something on the website where it will automatically adjust the time. You just put in where you live, and then the schedule will just automatically adjust. And there's all kinds of new programming that's going on here these days. This week, tomorrow night, is the start of the PC Linux Tech Show, where our PC and Linux expert, David Milken.
That is awesome. Steve Pack should listen to that.
Well, you know, it's going to be on at 1 o'clock in the morning live, but then we're going to replay it the next day at 7 p.m. You're making a lot of noise there, by the way. There's a lot of, like, stuff shuffling around.
I'm sorry. Listen, is he going to take callers, or is he going to just do, like, general frequently asked questions?
No. I think he will... He will take callers, but it's only going to be a half hour, so I don't know how many callers are actually going to, you know,
be hip. Well, maybe you could email him a question, and he can discuss it on the next show. You know?
Oh, that's true. That's true. You got me. Look, that's kind of, I don't handle that kind of stuff. All right? Listen to all that racket you're making. You're like, are you in the elevator right now?
Uh-huh.
Would you like to do the box office report while you're in the elevator?
Oh, that sounds like a great idea. Go ahead.
Okay. We'll do all 10 movies for the box office report. And we do have, in fact, speaking of relationship people, we do have our own relationship expert coming up this hour. I found somebody to talk to. I found a guest.
It's like a relationship theme.
Yes, exactly. Number 10 this week was your favorite movie, Running with Scissors, debuting with $2.55 million.
So, we know.
What?
You there?
Yes.
How was it for the movie? Like, how much did it cost to make?
Oh, you know what? I don't have that number in front of me. I don't know how much it cost to make. But for the amount of theaters it was in, that's probably not a great number for it. But it is the kind of thing where I think...
Bad reviews.
Well, I think if word of mouth is strong on it, and that would mean people like you going around and telling all your friends, then you know, they could recoup something, but I don't know.
Well, you know, I think that movies like that, you get a lot of people who are, I really don't want to throw a term like sophisticated out there, but like...
Oh, I can hear her outside as well as inside. She's right outside the door.
It's like the type of thing where, you know, maybe those moviegoers are the type that actually listen to reviews.
Uh-huh.
So I think that the critics giving it poor reviews
right.
Probably hurt it pretty much.
Hey, and she's in the studio. Welcome. Hey, turn Jessica to the actual studio. See, it's Sunday night here, so what's coming off?
Shoes, socks, pants.
Pants?
Yes!
All right, everybody, get ready for a pantsless intern, Jessica.
Although, I'm...
Oh, okay, good. All right, well, while Jessica goes and pees, I'll still run down the box office report here. Anyway, like I say, it's Sunday night, so I'm just kind of taking it easy. Marie Antoinette was number 9 this week. It took in $2.85 million, which is not exactly tearing up the world, by the way. The Grudge 2, we should be happy for the failure of The Grudge 2. 3.3 mil, ain't a lot, good, go away. Number 7 is Man of the Year, which also not doing quite well for itself, 4.7 million. Flicka takes in 5 million. You want to go see the movie with the teenage girl and the horse? The teenage girl, by the way, is like 27 in that movie. I've already built, I don't even have them anymore.
What you, did you do?
You can join in with Flicka.
Well, what was at least the order?
Let's see. It was Running with Scissors, and then Marie Antoinette, and then The Grudge 2.
Oh. I still really want to see Marie Antoinette, too.
Well, I don't mind seeing that, but I'm picking the next film. You picked the last two.
I did?
Yes, and I haven't enjoyed either of them.
I can't believe you included The Black Dahlia. That was like an us film.
It was an us film.
Yeah.
Was. That was your choice. I did not choose that. All right. So Flicka takes in 5 million, which is actually, I think, pretty good for a movie like that. And it's like second or third week. Open Season took in 6.1. Flags of Our Fathers, which is a nice little patriotic thing.
A patriotic thing.
That's a patriotic. It's a patriotic joint. That's what that is. It's a patriotic thing, you know? You know what I mean, man?
I know what you mean, man.
You know what I mean? No. Oh, Jessica's making me smell her. But, you know.
And, oh, I smell so sweet.
So, Flags of Our Fathers takes in 6.35, and that's a movie that I think is waiting for Oscar time and awards to really pick up. The Prestige does pretty good for itself, taking in 9.6 million. The Departed, solid at number two, still the number two movie. 9.8 million. Let's see what that puts it at overall. And I want everyone here to think about the fact that the number one movie this week was Saw 3, which we all knew. And the sad truth of the matter is that it took in. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Saw 3 took in 34.5 $3 million in its first week.
Wow.
You know what that is?
That's, you know what that is? That's Halloween goers.
Yeah. You know what that
that's,
is?
That's disgusting. That's like more money than, that's like double the amount of money that the first movies, or I should say the top movies have made all like month.
Yeah, it's a solid, no, it's a great opening. It's a great opening. It's not really a holiday weekend. No one has the day off. It's just everybody goes out and watches this, you know, horror crap. And I don't mind it, but this horror crap is just getting so freaking lazy to me.
Lazy?
Yeah, lazy.
Oh, like, in other words, instead of coming out with a new horror film, they're making lots of sequels?
Yes, exactly. They intend to make one of these, like, every year now.
But this is not new. They did this with Jason, they did it with Halloween, did it with Freddy Krueger's. I don't, you know, I'm not offended by it. It's like a genre out there that people have always gone to.
You're right. Well, look, I'm not saying that it's something new, I'm saying that it's something that I don't like. How about that?
Okay.
I don't like the fact that every year there's going to be a crappy torture film, and that it's going to make a ton of money. And then there's nothing, and everyone will continue to go and see it no matter what.
Honestly, though, I really do believe that it being, I know, like, if it wasn't Halloween, I don't think it would have done as much. I think people are in the Halloween spirit.
Right. Yeah, but also keep in mind, you know how much this movie cost to make?
How much?
So again, 34, it cost 10.
Wow. Oh, my God, it is impressive.
Okay. All of those movies cost, like 10 or less, and they all just make 10 times their, you know, the profit is ridiculous for Lionsgate, who is the one who's distributing this film.
Wow.
Way to go, Lionsgate. Anyway, The Departed, which is the number two film, has now taken in domestically $91 million. Its budget, $90 million. So there you go. $1 million of profit. But if you want to go ahead and add in the $25 million it's taken in overseas, you know.
That's all cash money, that's
yeah. $25. You're so noisy. Jessica's eating french fries, by the way. I'm totally jealous of this, because I'm hungry. Wait, what's that? Never mind. So anyway, that's your box office report on this lazy Sunday.
Woohoo!
Someone is telling me, by the way, that Lionsgate deserves the money for making garbage like Saw.
Yeah, but what else has Lionsgate made?
They've made all kinds of different films.
Sorry.
I don't even know why that's there.
I know.
Oh, you know, now that you're in the studio, I can finally ask you, Jessica.
Yeah?
Is there anything that's on your mind today? Hmm? Nothing?
No. I mean, how about, you know what?
Mm-hmm. Tell me something.
We played pool today.
Yes, we played pool today. So if you want to discuss your day, we can do that.
Oh, well, I think that bores people.
Well, let me ask you, anybody that we played pool with today, were they listeners?
No.
Will they be listeners?
No.
Man. Yeah.
They have MySpaces.
All right. Well, everybody has
one of
those same
things.
And I post
on them, so hopefully their friends will see it and say, what the heck is that?
And then they'll tell two friends, and they'll tell two friends.
How awesome would that be?
Yeah. Yep, that's how it all spreads. Anyway. So you got nothing?
No. Other than, I don't understand why I'm not good at pool.
Oh, okay.
Really, I don't understand this. Like, mm-hmm. I understand the concept. I understand you have to hit it by certain angles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got a steady hand when it comes to actually shooting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't get it. I do think good shots. Like, I get my shots. And I'm talking like, I don't know, I can hold my own thinking, you know, a good... I don't know. Like, I was doing pretty good at all the girls, right?
Right.
You know? And they weren't just lucky shots. They were good shots, you know? It wasn't like just, you know, oh, I'm going to try to hit something, you know? I mean, I actually got something. But I just don't understand. Like, I aim it right. I don't know. It's just perplexing to me. How about you? How do you feel about the whole... Are you just like, yeah, I don't... I just hit the balls, and if they go in, they go in? Or do you not get it either?
Do I not understand why I'm so bad at playing
yeah.
pool? You know, every time I go to take a shot, it seems like it should be going in most of the time. However, I fail so miserably. Like today, I took a shot at pool, hit the cue ball. The cue ball hit the ball I intended to hit. The ball I intended to hit bounced off one of the, you know, the bumper, and then it bounced back and it hit my stick. It hit my cue. I wonder who else does that. That shows you, like, when something like that happens, you know it's time to put the cue away and go back to the little light bulb radio show.
Get your beer and
oh,
watch
yeah.
the game until
That's it.
Everybody else is done playing pool.
Yes, yes, yes. After that, I was like, I'm going home. I've had enough. My feelings are hurt.
Although you did juggle some pool balls.
Well, when I have nothing else to do, I will always go ahead and juggle. That's true. Yes.
That's funny.
Okay. Now, do you want to bring in the relationship coach that we have?
That sounds like a great idea.
Now, I know we have Straight Razor Radio, and those guys are the best there is. But I had talked to this gentleman quite some time ago. His name is Roscoe Jenkins, and he hosts a local show. I think it's on public access in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Wow. Where did you find this guy? Oh,
I just told you.
You find everybody?
Yes. I mean, well, where else do you find people? You find them on the internet, right? That's where I found him. Now, yeah, I want to say Tuscaloosa, Alabama, but maybe it's Mississippi. What do you think?
Oh, you got me. Tuscaloosa?
Yeah, it is Alabama. There you go. I'm right. Fantastic. Anyway, his name is Roscoe Jenkins. I thought that he would come on here and discuss some relationship issues. Maybe he would just, like, go over our relationship as well.
Yours and mine?
Yeah, yours and mine.
As the intern and the host?
And the radio god, yes. Okay.
The radio god.
Yes. I'm sorry. Hang on. Wait. Be quiet, because I'm bringing him on. Let's see. We need to get some dialing music. I say that all the time, don't I?
Yeah, you do. I think that's your dialing music.
Yeah, I think so.
Hello.
Is this Mr. Roscoe Jenkins of Tuscaloosa, Alabama?
There you go. I'm right. Fantastic. Anyway,
it sounds like he's listening to our show, which is awesome.
I know. Can you please turn... caller, can you please turn down your radio?
Oh,
Are you there?
The radio.
Yes, I'll hang
goodbye.
I'll
listen
home.
To this. Wow. Relationship coach can't figure out how to turn off.
I said it all the time.
Yeah, you do. I think
the streamer, just turn it down. You don't have to stop it. You can just slide it over. Slide it over. Wow, the call ended. Okay, apparently.
Said, screw you.
Mr. Jenkins is obviously having some problems. We will hopefully get back to him, or he will get back with us.
That was really funny.
Yes, it was. Let's see. We can try. I'm going to try and get to him another way. Continue to talk about something, Jessica.
Oh, okay. So we play pool. We had a really good time, though, because normally you play pool, you know, 2-on-2.
Right.
You know. But we had 3 couples, and we really didn't want to do an extra pool table, so we did, you know, alternating guys and girls, you know? It was like, me, girl one, girl two. Me, girl one, girl two, you know?
Oh, you know, and...
And same thing with the guys.
Let me ask you, though. All right, 1 pool table, 1 game of pool, 6 people.
Yeah.
And by the way, the one dude brought his own cues.
Yeah, he
one
was
guy
good.
One guy was like Fast Eddie Felsen, sneaking in there.
But he was so... Wasn't he so cute? He was so humble. He was like, no, no, guys, I'm not that good. I just happen to have a QC. I mean, he was good, but he was genuinely like, no, please, I'm not good. You know, and he was like, great. What a nice guy that guy was.
Yes, he was a very nice guy.
And then, of course, PJ was very nice, too.
Yes,
and then, of course, the girls.
The girls, very nice.
Lynette was awesome.
She was very nice.
And then we had Jane. So we had Jake and Jane.
Boring.
Which kind of reminds me of that song, Jay and Jane.
Uh-huh.
And then we had PJ and Lynette. Uh-huh. And we had Dan and Jessica.
Oh,
all right, listen, you son of a bitch. You told me fill, and I did. And now I'm not going to anymore. Have fun.
Wow, you think you could fill with something at least mildly
entertaining. No, no. Maybe I fill with anything that keeps it from being dead air. And you be grateful, you bastard.
Why do you always go to the you bastard?
Because, no, I think the question is, why do you have to become a bastard?
I don't become a bastard.
You do.
All right, speaking of bastards.
Yes.
Let's talk about Bill O'Reilly. Right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, Bill O'Reilly. Oh, wait a second. Now the cell phone is ringing. All right.
Maybe this is Rip Van Winkle. What's his name?
Rip Van Winkle?
Rip Van Winkle.
Yep, it's... Ah, there he is. Mr. Jenkins, by the way, this is... You're calling on the wrong line. This is the cell line.
At least he could call on the studio line and we could speakerphone him.
So, I was just calling to let you know I'm going to reboot the whole... the whole thing with Jake here, and you can go ahead and give me the call back if you like.
Okay, well, listen, Mr. Jenkins, please, just you could just call on that number that I gave you, by the way.
See, and it's more dead air that I'm going to sit and talk about.
Get everything set up. I'm sorry, hello?
He said hello?
Yes, let's see. Let me see.
Give him the house, the house. The studio.
Well, rude,
yes, do you have the studio, the call-in studio line, sir?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you have the studio call-in line?
The 661 number?
Yeah, you know what, you could try that.
Well, give me which number y'all want. You want me to call that other number you gave me before?
Yeah, try the 661. 661-349... Talk.
Okay. That'll work for me.
Okay, and,
Oh, wait, no.
Don't wait, never mind. Don't use that. Use, the other number that I gave you, the...
Give it to him.
796-3477 number.
Are you going to call you on that number?
Yes, sir.
From a radio thing?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's no problem. Now, normally I have my producer taking care of it. That's why I'm having problems. Now, you know that.
Okay, fantastic.
I don't want people getting the wrong idea. He's just some dumb hick over here that don't know how to run a damn phone.
No. No one would ever think that of you, Mr. Jenkins.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry. I hear laughing in the background.
Yeah, well, listen, Mr. Jenkins.
Is that your relationship partner?
Yes, that is. In fact, that's exactly who I want to talk about. So when we get you on.
Yeah, I see where we got to go with some of these things. Okay. All right, well, that's fine. Tell Giggles that I'll have to be giving y'all a call back in a couple minutes here.
Okay, fantastic. We look forward to it.
All right, that's no problem. Calling me, okay, I got the number. No problem. I'll call you rightly, real short now.
All right, fantastic. Thank you, Mr. Jenkins.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Oh, no.
All right, that was Roscoe Jenkins.
I'm already on his shit list.
Yeah, you know what? It's all my fault because I didn't really properly get him, you know, the information on how to do this. I had to call in the right way.
That is horrible, Dan.
Hey, look. You get what you pay for, okay? And by the way, he called you Giggles. I don't know if you noticed that.
I know. No, I said I'm already on his shit list.
That is awesome. By the way, that's pretty good.
You know what, though? It's about time you had someone on your side.
That you damn right, about time. Why do you think I picked this guy? I listen to his show. He has sort of a southern way about relationships, that I think.
What does that mean?
Nothing. It doesn't mean anything. Anyway, oh, look, here he is calling, so we have no time to discuss it any further.
That's probably...
Hello, this is the Radio Dan Show.
Yes, this is Roscoe Jenkins calling for the Radio Dan Show.
Mr. Jenkins, Roscoe, welcome to the show. You are on the air.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Good to be here.
Hello, Mr. Jenkins.
I'm sorry. I apologize for the difficulty that we had in getting you on earlier, but it looks like we've got everything sorted out now.
And well, I take part of that responsibility. Like I said, I'm... you know, normally, you know, I just do most of the talking on my show, so I don't handle all this, all these whiz bangs and gadgets here. You know, kind of got me a little Twitter-pated, so to speak.
Okay, so to speak. Fantastic. Well, let me ask you, Mr. Jenkins, you host your own program on is it public access television, or are you on the radio, or what is it?
Well, I have, I guess you could say I'm expanding my horizons. You know, I'm kind of a multimedia type of sensation down here in Tuscaloosa. I have a TV show and I have a radio program, both of which I am the host and star of.
Oh, okay. And what is the name of that show?
The name of that show is Relationships.
I'm sorry.
There's a semicolon there. There's a semicolon after the word relationships, and then it's I can fix, and then there's a apostrophe, and then EM, which is short for them.
Okay, so relationships, I can fix them.
That is fantastic.
Wow, that, you know what I like about that is that it gets right to the point. Let me ask you, Mr. Jenkins. You have a lot of callers asking you questions, locals from Tuscaloosa. So what is a very common problem that you encounter down there in Alabama?
Well, let's see. Well, you know, when I get my callers calling me up, you know, it seems like we always seem to come back to the same core, what I call core issues. And, you know, That's generally where I focus on. I try to get to that with them, you know. I mean, they may start talking about, you know, things from, you know, from space aliens all the way down to groundhogs, you know, and in the end, it comes down to a couple of core issues. And that's basically where I stand.
And I'm sorry, what are those core issues that you are speaking about, sir?
Well, one of the bigger things that we're finding up here that we got to deal with is, well, let me try and put this delicately. Well, we got a big problem with, you know, foreigners, and they seem to be a big part of the problem down this way. And generally, you know, you get to talking to somebody long enough, and you'll find that a foreigner has somehow, you know, invaded your mental capacity, and that's generally where you end up in trouble.
Foreigners.
Wow. Okay. Now, when you say foreigners, are you speaking of where are these foreigners from in general that you find in Tuscaloosa?
Is this like out of state people or?
Yeah, some of them are even from Tennessee.
Wow. Okay. So people as far away as Tennessee are the foreigners.
Wow.
I'm not saying I'm not saying that we don't cotton to foreigners, okay? But you know, when it comes down to it, you know, foreign is hey, they don't call it foreigners for nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I do indeed know what you mean there.
You know what he means?
Let's see.
I wanted to know. So you get a lot of these relationship questions. Do you find that a lot of them call you and it's almost like they're at their wit's end? Or do you get a lot of, hey, I'm just having this small problem with my boyfriend or my husband. He likes sports and I don't. Do you get a lot of, or is it, you know, a pepper of each?
Yeah, you could say you kind of get a pretty good blend of those types of people because, you know, everybody's in a relationship of some kind, you know, and one way or another, eventually y'all get into trouble with them. You know, I mean, whether it's your dog or your pet hamster or, you know, your sister-in-law, it doesn't really matter. You know, relationships, I can fix them.
Sister-in-law, interesting. Okay. So let me ask you, Mr. Roscoe Jenkins, are you yourself married?
Well, I was. I was married, and happily so, I might say. So I guess that's answering your question.
So I take it you are single right now, then?
Yes, I am single right now. Can't necessarily say available. I'm taking care of some of my own personal, you know, I'm working on a couple of things about myself, and when those things, you know, get straightened out, then I'll be available again.
I see. So let me ask you then, if you are taking the time to work on things on yourself, would that mean that you are
following some of your own advice?
Yeah,
I'm going to
say, is it safe for you to be still doling out advice while you yourself need work?
Well, as they say, you can't pluck a chicken from the hen house. So, you know, obviously, I'm going to do the best I can to... Oh, excuse me.
Did you say you can't...
I'm sorry. No, I apologize. I have a friend here, and
Is it a lady friend? Or are you entertaining, perhaps?
Well,
is that one of the things you're working through?
I'm sorry. Could you just hold for just a moment? I will get right back to you.
Oh, okay. So, Mr. Jenkins obviously has some things that are going on for right now. But I guess whatever's going on, who knows? Now.
Okay, I apologize. I'm back.
Oh, you back?
Yeah, like I said, I am entertaining. I'm constantly entertaining, and you know, every now and then they get a little silly here, but they understand now that I am doing an interview, so we can get right back to that. I have closed the door, and I have my privacy right now.
Okay, fantastic. So, since you're working on yourself and you are unavailable, emotionally speaking, do you think that it's safe for you to be continuing to dole out advice to others?
Well, he already answered that, didn't you hear? He said, don't pluck chickens from the hen house.
Oh, that's true. That's right. That was your answer, don't pluck chickens from the hen house.
I think that speaks for itself. Thank you.
Yes, indeed it does. Okay. Now, moving on. I was hoping you could actually help me and Jessica out here and perhaps examine our relationship.
What?
Why? I just, well, he's here. I thought it would be fun. Yes. Well, you've heard our interaction. You were listening to the show at the beginning.
That's great.
You have heard how we speak. So I was just curious if you had any thoughts about our relationship. You know, Jessica at times can be a little complainy. She could be a little whiny about certain things. I don't know. She at times will tell me that I'm a bastard. Frequently this happens on the air.
Okay, now let me just, you know, ask, you know, you don't mind if I'm blunt with you?
No, not at all. Please.
Okay. Well, do you know who your father is?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
Okay, well, we can eliminate bastard then from the list now, can't we?
Yes, we certainly can.
Okay, so are you having a problem with her calling you a bastard, knowing full well that you know who your daddy is?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, are you suffering from some kind of guilt about the situation between your mama and your daddy?
No, I don't have any guilt.
Okay, did he run off on you?
No, he did not run off.
Okay, do you know where he is presently?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Is he well to do?
No, he is not. He's a very average guy.
He's an average guy?
Yes, he is.
Okay. You have some sort of resentment against him?
No, I have no problems with my father at all.
Okay. And you're not, so as far as you know, you are not a bastard.
No.
And you know your daddy full well?
Yes, I do.
And I dare to say you love him?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so then can I ask you what in the hell you worried about her calling you a bastard for?
I guess I don't know.
Okay, so that's off the list now, ain't it?
Yes, it is. Wow.
Does that mean?
All right, number one, fixed.
But do I have to stop calling him that, or he just has to stop being a big baby about it?
We'll deal with you when we deal with you. Now, why don't you just sit back and not interrupt?
Okay. Yes, intern Jessica, please.
I'm sorry.
Please remember that you are the intern around here.
You know what? I thought he was saying we're putting that to rest. And I thought maybe it wasn't, you know, like I wasn't sure. So I apologize for butting in.
That's understandable. Just keep in mind, nobody ever tried to chop a tree down from the rooftop.
Yeah, Jessica. Did you get that?
Yes.
All right. Nobody ever tried to chop a tree down on the roof.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. But I don't know. Sometimes she comes to the studio and she's just frequently cranky in general. And I don't know. It seems to be directed toward me, and I don't fully understand this.
Okay, so she's coming in and she's cranky. That's what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, and what happens when she's cranky? What does she do?
She just has like a surly attitude. She won't necessarily do exactly what I say. I say, Jessica, please take care of this, and she'll just, you know, she'll give me the finger, or she'll say, shut up, or she'll say, leave me the hell alone.
Okay, let's tackle these one at a time. What exactly do you mean when she says give you the finger? Is that like a wet willy kind of a thing? What exactly are we doing here?
No, she will extend her hand,
mm-hmm.
and she'll make a fist, and then she'll stick up the middle finger. And we all know what that means.
Okay, where exactly when she sticks it up, where up does it go?
Just in the air. It doesn't really go anywhere.
Okay. How far away from you is she when she does this?
5 feet? 10 feet?
5 feet? 10 feet?
Yes.
So the finger doesn't go into any of your orifices or anything like that?
No.
Okay, doesn't cause you any physical pain in some way?
No. It's just a gesture.
It's a gesture, and the gesture is intended to mean...
Yes, it's intended to mean something, you know, to screw you, to put it in family terms.
Okay, all right, now, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask Jessica something for a second. Jessica, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, is he correct when he says that your middle finger extended into the air, not in one of his orifices, is intended to say screw you in the family way?
Sometimes.
I see. Okay. And, all right, may I ask another question of you, Jessica, something more, a little more personal?
Yes.
Okay, are you presently receiving your monthly menstrual cycle?
I don't know. Are you sure? You seem like...
I'm not sure if this is exactly comedy time.
Mr. Jason, Roscoe, I have to tell you, I think that Jessica receives her monthly every night from 9 to 10. That's what I think. That's what it seems like around here.
Well, it sounds to me like somebody needs to receive something because I'm getting a little irritated.
I'm sorry.
Now you see the lack of respect that she's even giving you.
No.
I'm seeing something right here. Did I get an answer to that question? I'm not even sure.
No, I'm not on my monthly.
Okay, but you are presently receiving it on a monthly basis. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, how long does it last when it comes?
3 weeks.
Dan, you're interrupting.
You know what, Dan? She's got a point. Thank you.
Sorry about that. Please, go ahead.
3 to 4 days.
Okay, it lasts 3 to 4 days?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Are you embarrassed about this?
A little.
Okay. How old are you? 17, 18?
27.
27 years of age? You are you seeing an OBGYN?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I have two words for you, Jessica, that might help you out, okay?
Okay.
Okay, grow up.
All right.
Wow. That was probably the best thing that's ever happened on this show. Man, did you hear what the man told you?
Yes, but he only got one side of the story.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, please, why don't you enlighten him with your side of the story?
May I?
Absolutely.
Okay, so part of the show is, in the beginning, Dan has said that it's my segment where I could talk what I want to talk about. And it's
okay.
It's like 5 minutes of my own time.
Okay.
And he proceeds to announce me in this manner. Okay? And this is my this is my impression of Dan announcing me. All right, I'm Dan now. Okay. So now I'm going to do something crazy and something I shouldn't do because she's very dumb and very retarded.
I don't say those words.
Don't jump in. And I'm going to take something very precious to me, my show, that I work so hard for, and I'm going to give it to intern Jessica, who does not care about the show and hopes that it does nothing but bad ratings, and let her spiel garbage for 5 minutes until I can't take it anymore. See, that makes me feel bad.
Okay. So, and how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel like I'm not very good and that the things I have to say aren't important and that that's something that Dan works for, and it makes me feel like I don't work for it and I do work for it as well. So it makes me feel bad.
I see. Okay. Well, I'm going to interject a little bit of opinion here. And it might help to resolve this pretty quickly. I might be able to do a fix them right here on the spot. I've listened to your show probably on several occasions in the past. And what I have to say is the segments that you're referring to, in all sincerity, I wouldn't scrape them up and throw them in my dog dish if it were me.
All right. Yes. correct.
You understand what I'm trying to say to you, Jessica?
Brilliant.
Yes. I think what
okay.
he's saying is that he's right.
Well, exactly. We're gonna call a spade in this situation. No pun intended.
Wow. So basically, you're saying.
Well, I know your last name. You have some sort of ethnicity to your last name there, don't you, Radio Dad?
Yeah. Actually.
No. I'm, like I said, no offense.
Yeah, he's a foreigner.
Yeah.
I was born in the United States. I'm not a foreigner. I'm Puerto Rican.
He's descended.
Okay, tone down the. Why don't you tone down that defensive attitude before you start. Started up there. Nobody asked you what you were. You understand?
I'm just.
Nobody. I just. What I tried to say was, we're talking about intern Jessica and about the segments of the show that stink on ice. And now what we've got to the bottom of was that might be the problem. And I just didn't want you to be offended at why the way I. But sometimes my vernacular is a little broader than the average bear.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Well. Thank you. Thank you. I understand.
My pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Glad.
Okay. So that's another one fixed.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we're fixed.
Yeah. I think we're fixed too. I feel fixed.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Well, are there any other issues that y'all feel you have, except for this silly nonsense between fingers in the air and who stinks on who and what have you?
No, I think you've handled everything. Thank you for joining us today, Mr. Roscoe Jenkins, out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
It was my pleasure.
And the name of your program again is, sir?
Relationships. Semicolon. I can fix them.
Semicolon is very important, huh?
Well, it's all in how you say everything. You know, sometimes you can say relationships, ... I can fix them. You see? There's a difference.
Yes. Very good. And when is your program on?
My program is on Wednesdays between 3:30 and 4 a.m., and you can catch me on, they do a repeat on Sunday mornings at 2:30 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Prime spots.
Those are, yes, prime spots over in the Tuscaloosa market.
It's a very competitive market there.
Oh, it is it now? Then let me see. Do you have anything else that we need to ask him before we let him go?
Dad, do you have any background, say, schooling in either radio or I don't know,
relationships?
Yeah,
do you have like the people who were on before us, the show Straight Razor Radio, which is on every Saturday and Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time?
Yeah,
they are certified relationship experts.
Oh, well, excuse me, they're certified, are they?
Yes, so I'm just curious if you have any kind of certification or anything like that.
You know what, Radio Dan and intern just said, this is exactly the same old stinky hockey puck crap that I got from my wife for 11 years. That's why she's not here anymore.
Oh, okay. Well,
but frankly, to be honest with you,
yes.
I take offense at the question because I understand where it may stem from. You know, this is what happens when people don't like the advice that they get. When they find out, oops, I might be the one at fault. Uh-oh, I might be the one who stinks. And then all of a sudden it's, well, where did you get you this from? How come you didn't graduate high school? How'd you do 9 years at Sing Sing? You know, I'm tired of all that crap, you know? And I'm not digging any more holes either.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I apologize. Sorry.
I'm just...
Sometimes I get excited. I said some things there. I got a little out of line.
No, that was fine.
Let's just leave it there.
Yes, we'll leave it right there. Thank you for joining us, Roscoe Jenkins, out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Thank you, Mr. Jenkins.
The program is Relationships, I can fix him.
Semicolon.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's relationships, semicolon. I can fix him.
That's correct. Very nice. That was very nice pronunciation there, Mr. Dan. I appreciate that. And like I said, to all you ladies up in up your way, eventually I will be coming for. I mean, I will be available.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you, Mr. Jenkins. We appreciate you being on the show.
Yay!
And that's it. Roscoe Jenkins, everybody. Roscoe Jenkins. Yeah, he is out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and as you heard, his program, which is on public access cable television, and it's also on the radio in local, so you'd have to be in Tuscaloosa, basically, to get this program. So, check it out when you get a chance. That was quite the interview, wouldn't you say? Not exactly straight razor, that guy.
No, not exactly straight or razor.
Right, right. He's, you know, he has more of a down-home type thing. Okay, let's get back to the program, shall we? We have only 10 minutes left, so we can hopefully ad-lib until it's finished.
I don't even know what to say.
I know. I know. You know, it's funny. This was such a friggin' bust out of a show, but I knew I had that ace in the hole that he was coming on, so I didn't really have anything prepped.
He said his time at Sing Sing, right?
Yes, that he said, yes. He
didn't graduate high school?
He did not graduate high school, and or they asked him about his 9 years at Sing Sing, and
yeah,
he's not going to go back to digging ditches or digging holes. Or whatever it is that you do if you have those problems anyway.
So wow.
So, you know what, we should probably have him on again, I think.
Yes.
I think maybe once a week we need to get this friggin' guy.
I don't know if I can handle that. It's either that or shove my face in a waffle maker.
Yep. Okay, so let's move on.
Okay.
Okay.
Please.
Bill O'Reilly and David Letterman, do you remember earlier this year that those two had a feud? They had it out, like, on Letterman's show?
No, I don't remember that.
It was like January. O'Reilly went out, and Letterman kind of gave him a hard time, and it was great, because Bill O'Reilly is such a prick. No?
No, I don't remember.
Okay. Well, O'Reilly went back on Letterman. And in fact, when he came out, he was holding a plastic shield.
Oh, is that right?
Right, yes. And Letterman said, oh, that's cute, that's nice. You come out with toys. Now, before he came out, Letterman had said, you know, I'm really hoping that I have the opportunity to call him a bonehead. So the first thing that they start talking about, right, they're talking about the Iraq War and the upcoming elections, and O'Reilly says that, you know, Americans are depressed by the progress of the war, that they'd rather watch, you know, escapist things like Dancing with the Stars than watch the news. And then he says to Letterman, hey, are you going to be on Dancing with the Stars? And Letterman says, ha ha, you bonehead. Obviously, just wanted to throw it in.
Yeah.
Right. So, anyway, they continue, and Letterman's talking about how, you know, hey, look, when 9/11 happened, I was angry, so at the time I didn't oppose the Iraqi war, but now I'm starting to realize that this was a mistake.
Really?
Yeah, et cetera, et cetera. And as part of their confrontation, O'Reilly says that Letterman is guilty of oversimplifying a complicated situation. And Letterman says, you're putting words in my mouth. I'm sorry, yes. He says to him, you're putting words in my mouth. And then Letterman also says...
No, he told Letterman.
You're right, I'm sorry. O'Reilly tells Letterman, you're putting words in my mouth. And Letterman responds, you're putting artificial facts in your head.
That's funny.
Yes. Now, he didn't really get angry while he was on the show. However, he said to a heckler in the audience to knock it off. And then he told the audience that he and Letterman were really friends. This is a whole big act, he said. Letterman did not agree with him. In fact, he says, I have no idea. Letterman says, I have no idea what I'm talking about, but I don't think you do either. And I'm always in favor when somebody like David Letterman goes ahead and rips up a jerk like Bill O'Reilly. Totally
in
favor.
I agree.
Right?
I'm still kind
You're still in the glow of Roscoe's.
I wouldn't call it a glow.
I know. Well, I'm being facetious. I don't know what you would call that, but it was something. You know what? We have something else coming up on Tuesday. We have author Jay Cronley.
Yes, we do.
Now, I got to ask you about this, okay? Do you have any idea, like questions that we should be asking? This is the guy who's written a few books that have been turned into movies. Funny Farm, Let It Ride. The book was called Good Vibes. And
well, I do know I want to ask him about, like, his most memorable trip to the track. Like, maybe he has a day trotter.
A day just like in Let It Ride?
Yeah. So that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But probably sort of unlikely to that extent. But I'm sure that they have... I'm sure he has something close. You know what I'm saying?
Well, this is a guy who actually has been to the track way too many times.
I'm sure.
Way too many times. I mean, he's been to the track so much, it's ridiculous. And I'm sure there's probably a lot of Let It Ride that was actually true, I would say, with some of the characters
there. Yeah, that would be great if we had, like, a list of characters from the book, you know, and a short little thing saying, you know, hey, do you remember this guy? Do you remember that guy? You know, or do you have anything about this guy or that guy? You know, stuff like that. That would be awesome. Yeah. I'm very excited about having Jay Cronley on.
Yes. Also, I don't know, did anybody also out there, if you've seen Quick Change, which is such a funny movie, and it was a good book. This is so rare. We actually have an author on where I've read a number of this guy's books.
I know. Like I said, I'm so excited. Did you tell Antebert about it?
Yes, Antebert knows about it. Everybody knows about it. In fact, I've already have it listed on the website. It's just so funny is that we've never actually interviewed anybody as established as this guy. We've only interviewed people like Roscoe Jenkins, and
and
there was the movie critic who didn't actually see the movies that we asked them to see, and there was the baseball player.
Oh, remember that movie critic guy? Yeah,
yes.
We never had him come back. Huh?
No, we didn't have him come back.
That was funny.
Yes.
Because he took our money that we gave him to go see a movie.
I know. Well, see,
and he went to the track. We should have him on the same time as Jake Cronley.
Oh, my God. You know what? You're so right. Okay. How funny is that, though? What movie... I should have known right there. What movie critic... Do you have to pay him to go to the movies? I should have known when I was talking to him, and he said, yes, can you give me $20? Okay. Sure. But anyway, so here we're bringing in somebody who's real and established, and people can go and type in Jay Cronley and look him up. And I'm just, you know, I don't want to screw it up is what it is.
No, we're going to do good.
You think so?
We're going to do good, yeah, but...
We got to plan it out.
Yeah, I'm going to give him... I'm going to iron out everything tomorrow.
Please do.
You know, tomorrow I have hockey.
Oh, that's right. Well, okay. Well, we'll deal with that as it comes.
Okay.
But, yes, make sure that you iron out. Make sure he has the number. I don't want to have to whatever with Mr. Jenkins tonight, with Roscoe. Calls in, I want him to call in and to get right on the air.
Well, you know, we should ask the guys in the room how it sounds. Like, for instance, how it sounded to have Mr. Roscoe on, because... Honestly, I think that's the best sounding, you know, the Skype, I like it better when they call on a studio line than when they call on the Skype line, because there's echoes, and I think it's our computer, because when Annabert interviews, I don't think it has that same...
No, Annabert never has any of those problems, it's all us, you're right.
So I'm thinking that maybe we should do the studio phone.
Well, you know, I can hear him, you know, through the studio phone, I also hear him through our headphones, and Roscoe sounded great.
Yeah.
Well, to me, he did. I don't know if he sounded... If you're out there and you're still listening out there in Internet Radio Land, let us know how he sounded. Hey, you know what's coming up?
It's
MPIR. It's the Old Time Radio Live, hosted by Old Time Radio expert Clyde J. Kell.
Ooh.
And you know it's Halloween, so he's got more horror-themed old-time radio shows coming up.
I think we're going to... plug in the speakers and take a listen.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know why, especially?
Why?
Because it's Halloween.
Because it's Halloween. I'm telling you, the ones that he had on last week, now we've listened to old time radio, and we've heard some suspense ones.
Yes.
He had ones that were like psychotic.
You're a kid from back in the day?
Yeah, he had one, it was a show called Macabre, right, which I would think you'd say macabre, but he says macabre. And, like, I don't know. I mean, even one of our listeners there, DeCreep, right, one of our loyal listeners, was listening to it last week, and he was like, this stuff is psycho.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right, now we have somebody letting us know that the speakerphone is much better. So there you go, and that's what we'll be using. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for tuning in for another crazy fun time episode of the Radio Dan Show.
Well, I'd like to say that, Danny.
Yes.
I won't give you the finger anymore.
Good, and I would like to say that I hope that you have learned to grow up, like Roscoe says.
You know, I was kind of hoping that you would sit here and say something along the lines of you won't be so evil before on my segments anymore.
Evil? Well, I'm not evil. I'm not, you know, it's not like your segment comes on and it's like, your segment stinks. That's evil. I just kind of make it silly. That's all. Anyway, we're out of here. Say goodnight, Jessica.
Good night, Jessica.
Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back in 23 hours.
Hello, fan of Mystery Play Internet Radio. When listening to various old-time radio shows, you have probably heard the term self-sustaining program. This means the program does not have a sponsor. That is the case with Mystery Play Internet Radio. So I'm asking you now to be the sponsor of Mystery Play Internet Radio. It's easy, and here's how. Every time you visit the Mystery Play Internet Radio website, click on one of the advertiser buttons. We receive a fraction of a penny for each click. Cheapskates? Yeah, I know. But that's how it works. Or if you can send a monetary donation through PayPal, click on the donations button. Any amount will be appreciated. Or the most exciting new feature, when you download and listen to one of the Mystery Play podcasts, again, a fraction of a penny will come to Mystery Play Internet Radio. And finally, becoming a VIP member of the Live 365 Network contributes to support. So let those pennies add up and consider being a sponsor of Mystery Play Internet Radio. Thank you for listening to Mystery Play Internet Radio.